app and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Faith Hill there, starting things off this week here on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. So hello and welcome to the Hazer Country Show here with me, Dave Phelps, live here from the studios in the heart of Taunton, where we've got 2 hours of great country music coming to you live tonight. I'll tell you a bit more about what's coming up in a moment, but for now, don't go anywhere else, stay tuned in and listen to some great songs like this from the Zac Brown Band.
My toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. By the lake, put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
How about that? Zac Brown Band there with Toes, which was a track from their debut album, which came out in 2008, called The Foundation. And the Zac Brown Band, well, they've got to be one of the top bands in the US at the moment. And an indication of how popular they are is that they've got gigs in California in November, but it's too late to get tickets because they're already sold out. So that just shows how popular that band is. So let's tell you a bit about what's happening tonight. We've got the usual album of the week, and this week I'm featuring Chris Ledoux. We've got the triple play connection, three songs back to back, all with a connection, and it is a bit tricky this week, so you'll be doing well if you get it, and a big prize to whoever gets it right. We've got tracks from old favourites like Michael Martin Murphy, Reba McEntire, Linda Ronstadt, Jerry Reed, Drew Frisch Band and John Anderson. And we've got some new and recent tracks from the likes of Carter Faith, Southern Fried, Hayley Witters. They might be names you don't know, but take it from me, they're really, really good. And Ray Wiley Hubbard, he's brought out a new single with Willie Nelson. I'll be playing that as well. And also, I've got a special guest tonight in the studio. If you go to the Tone FM website, you can find a lot of information out about the show, including the presenters. Each presenter has a section, and if you go to mine, you'll see a little bit about me, and they ask us who are the three people we would like to have dinner with. And well, the ones I chose were the three greatest, the three best radio presenters in the UK: Bob Harris, Johnny Walker and Doug Parrish. And one of them is here. One of them is here. And say hello, Doug.
Hi there, Danny.
It's Doug Parrish.
In the studio here. And thanks very much for putting me up in such a high claim radio presenter.
Right. So, yes, great. So I'll be inviting, obviously, Bob Harris and Johnny Walker at a later date. And they're probably a bit upset that they couldn't come along tonight. But never mind. They'll have to put up with that. But for the time being, let's go on with some more music from the Drew Frisch Band.
There's a good time waiting for me at the end of this week. Working like a dog,
Oh, I'm begging for a treat.
The Drew Fish Band there with Living for the Weekend from their 2016 EP Treat You Right. And if you're listening in from Houston, well, you've got a chance of seeing them because they're appearing tomorrow night at the Houston Livestock Show, which is a big, big event for the country music artists. So next we've got the first track from my album of the week, which is from Chris Ledoux. The album I've chosen is from his 2004 album 20 Originals, The Early Years. And if you don't know about Chris Ledoux, well, he's someone who learnt to ride on his grandparents' farm in Wyoming, and who then went on to become a professional rodeo rider, becoming world bareback champion in 1976, and eventually retiring from rodeo in 1980. But whilst he was rodeo riding, and certainly after he finished his rodeo career, he was writing country songs whilst he was riding, and went on to have a big career in the country music scene afterwards as well. So this is the first track I've chosen. This is called I've Got to Be a Rodeo Man.
Sometimes this old road gets so damn lonesome away from home, and there ain't no way in sight to get on back. And nobody knows the way it feels to suffer through this living hell unless you've been on down that road yourself. Lord, you know I ain't really a bum. I was once a clean-cut mother's son, and you know down deep inside I still am. But this rodeo life's
got its hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll set me free. You know I've gotta be a rodeo man. Skinny old dog on the rodeo ground, scrounging, sniffing, looking around in a lot of ways. Well, I'm just like him, 'cause I'm eating up scraps off the dinner table in a greasy cafe until I'm able to ride them Bronx good enough to win. Son, and you know down deep inside I still am. But this rodeo life's got its hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll set me free. You know I've gotta be a rodeo man. You know I've gotta be a rodeo man.
And on your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, 'cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Well, Jerry Reed there, of course, Eastbound and Down, a song well known to a lot of people, a song co-written by Jerry Reed, and it was obviously the theme music to the 1977 film Smokin' and the Bandit, of course. And not only did he write and record the song, but he also had a starring role in the film, because he was truck driver Cletus Snowman Snow. So for those of you who are fans of Smokin' and the Bandit, you know all about that. So I'm going to introduce my guest for tonight. What's your name? Doug Parrish. Doug Parrish, for those of you who don't know who Doug is, he very successfully presented the country music show here on Tone FM for very many years. Huge following in the country music scene. He's well known with all the local country music artists and further afield as well. So, Doug, before you, I've asked you to bring in four tracks, which you're going to introduce as the night goes on. But before we start, just tell us a bit about your back, how you grew up with music in the household, and how you your first love of country music.
Well, that's right, David. Yes, I was brought up with a wide genre of music, because my mother actually played in a band, in her father's band, and she played the accordion and the keyboard in the local village halls and such. So I guess that's where it stemmed from, the musical side of me. And as I say, there's a wide span of music, really, what I was brought up with, from even like from gospel music, rock and roll, pop, and of course country music. And that's where the clink came with me, with country music, because my mother featured a tremendous lot of country music she listened to. So I guess it has stuck with me, really, David.
Yeah, so you grew up with instruments being played in the household, and that's how you got a grasp for playing instruments of your own, because you play in a band as well, don't you?
Yes, right. I guess it was handed down, you know, music-wise. Yeah, I started off on a ukulele and then progressed to a six-string, and now I'm playing a Fender Jazz Bass. So sort of the direction I went in music.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that a bit later on. But for now, just to introduce your first track, Doug, and why you chose this track.
Well, it stemmed a little bit from my mum, dare I say it, because she used to play ever so much of Elvis Presley. And I think it was because Elvis could sing all those genres of music which I just said, which was played in our house. And I can recall my mum playing this from Elvis Presley. It's Blue Moon of Kentucky, a great classic, of course, written by Bill Monroe. I think it was back in 1945. And of course, he recorded it in the Sun Recording Studios in July of 1954. Actually, it's the B-side of That's All Right Mama, which obviously was the one that was released. And that was with Bill Black on upright bass and Scotty Moore on guitar. And I guess Elvis's version actually turned out, actually, I didn't know this before I'd done the research on it, from a waltz, actually, into a rockabilly and, of course, a bluegrass classic.
Well, here he is, Elvis Presley.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She's gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. It's gone and left me blue. Well, I say blue moon of Kentucky, just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone.
Online, on the app, and
your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
There are some sights that have been forgotten. I'm host to my drunken prayers. They say there's a heaven somewhere above yonder, where there's no more crosses to bear. Now there's ghosts along the highways, and there's storms out all seas. My only hope is somewhere in that heaven, someone has said a prayer for me. I've been riding stone blind horses, never seen a reason to believe. Sweet Genevieve, say a prayer for me. And the wild young cowboys, old drunks, paramours and thieves. Singing all that I might die. It's a song for those that have fallen, unrepentant with no alibis. I've been riding stone blind horses, never seen a reason to. Sweet Genevieve, say a prayer for me. And while you cowboys, old drunks, paramours and thieves. Hey, sweet Genevieve, say a prayer for me. And while you cowboys, old drunks, paramours and thieves.
Well, that's a brand new single just come out, literally, from Ray Wiley Hubbard with Willie Nelson. And that's going to be one of the tracks from Ray's album, which is going to be released on Friday of this week, called Co-Starring 2. And other artists that are going to be on that album include Steve Earle, James McMurtry, Ringo Starr, Ann Wilson. Remember Ann Wilson of Heart? She's going to be on it as well. It's an absolute fantastic lineup. Well, that particular track was called Stone Blind Horses, as I said, with Willie Nelson. What a great album that's going to be. And next we have another single that's just literally just come out from another album that's going to be released on Friday. This is Hayley Witters coming up next, a hugely talented songwriter and performer who's written for the likes of Little Big Town and Alan Jackson. And as I say, this is going to come from an album she's releasing on Friday, which is going to be called Raised. And she's launching the release, how about this, with a performance at the Grand Ole Opry. So how about that? So here's Hayley Witters with Everything She Ain't.
picking. She ain't the cup of tea you ought to be sipping. She treats you like you're pro, like you need fixing. You ain't getting nothing back for all that you're giving. If you're good with who you kiss and say lovey, but I can show you what you're missing. Yeah, boy, I can be.
Hayley Witters there, and I don't know about you, Doug, but some of these new country music artists that we get to hear, there's a great future for country music, don't you think?
Well, I think there's a big change happening in country music now, especially in the media, in the radio media, that they are being featured more in the run-of-the-mill radio stations, not only just the country music stations.
You're dead right, and especially I think the female artists are getting a look in much better than they used to be.
Rightly deserved, yes.
Yeah, so a great future for country music. So that's Hayley Witters, a fantastic track from her. And good luck, Hayley Witters, at the Grand Ole Opry on Friday. So next I've got the second track from my album of the week from Chris Ledoux, from his 2004 album 20 Originals The Early Years. And many of his songs are true life stories of his life as a pro rodeo rider. And the next track I've chosen is called Running Through the Rain.
Last night we rode a Bronx in Seattle, and me and Bill packed the car in the pouring rain. Witch and John was at the beer stand getting sprattled, but we got them gathered and hit the road again. Chewing snooze and spitting in a bottle, with country music blasting off the radio. Talking girls and Bronx and gold belt buckles, rolling south to a California rodeo. Just rolling down that great American highway, with the morning sky lit up like a flame. Chasing dreams and following a rainbow, like children running through the rain. Well, it's rodeo time in Oakdale, California, and we stumble with the trash out of the car. And old Bill looks at me through whiskers and wild red eyeballs and says, we look more like hobos and big-time rodeo stars. Well, we ride our Bronx and we all win a little money. There's Witch over at the beer stand again. But look, he's got his arm around the little California honey. Bill says, I wonder if that lady there's got any friends. Just rolling down that great American highway, with the morning sky lit up like a flame.
and following a rainbow, like children running through the rain. Well, the years went by and now we all got families. Oh, but we still get together every now and then. And we talk about all the bad Bronx and the good times. Lord, sometimes I wish we were back on the road again. Just rolling down that great American highway, with the morning sky lit up like a flame. Chasing dreams and following a rainbow, like children running through the rain. Just chasing dreams and following a rainbow, like a bunch of crazy kids running through the rain.
Smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Linda Ronstadt and It Doesn't Matter Anymore, the cover song of, her cover version of a song made famous, of course, by Buddy Holly, and a song which was originally written by Paul Anka back in 1959. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Hazer Country Music Show here, live from the studios here in the heart of Taunton. It's 16 minutes to 8, if you want a time check. And I've got a special guest with me tonight, Doug Parrish, who has had many, many years of experience in the country music scene, especially in presenting country music stations. So, Doug, tell us a bit about your experience with presenting country music shows on the radio.
Well, David, I was looking it up the other day and I saw that I started in radio on the 1st of August 1982, presenting the country music show on Hospital Radio Exeter. And I took over from the late John Orton. Probably those of you listening will remember John, of course. He used to present the country show on Devonair Radio down there in Exeter. The West Country was his show. So when he went to Devonair, I did know John, and he suggested I should take over his spot. So I went in and done a promo and the usual thing, you know, and that's what started me off in radio, actually. And then between 1992 to 1995, I co-hosted Lanterns FM Trust program down there in North Devon, of course now known as The Voice. And then, here we go, in 2008, I presented the Classic Country Show on Bay FM, now, of course, East Devon's radio. And, David, before I handed the capable hands over to you on this show, and you're doing a great show, I really enjoy listening to it
I paid him to say that.
No, but all honesty, David, you're making it your own, and it's your show, and that's great. But
thank
I did
Doug,
present it,
you.
I think, roughly around about 6 years here on Tone FM, and boy, oh boy, there's some technology moved on since I used to record my show here on a Monday afternoon, and there wasn't none of this computerized. what I actually used, and it was here, but I used to record it from all CDs and record it on the computer system, and then it was, I think it used to go out on a Sunday. And, well, still doing radio, actually, on Somerset's 10 Radio. It's, I see it's 2005 I've been presenting that show with my brother, Marjorie.
Marjorie, of course, yes.
Yes.
He does an album of the week each week.
That's right, yes. He's a big part of the show, really. And it's funny, I can explain. I haven't a clue, David, what she's going to bring up in our little, you'll laugh now, in our little mini studio on the cherry tree. But I haven't, and she just comes up, and last minute, obviously, I download it on the system. But it's great, because I haven't a clue, and sometimes we clash a bit and sometimes we don't.
Yeah,
but she does her own thing, I guess, and
it's
I do mine.
A great show. I listen to it every week, and you can get it on Listen Again, as you can this show, you know. And it's
yes.
So if you can't catch it at the time, you can listen to it any time to please yourself, which is great.
I think that's a good thing these days, because people are so tied up with work and everything that's happening in the world, especially what's happening now in the world today.
Exactly.
They're not tied to a certain time, so it's great, I think. Yeah. It's a great technology, that, especially for everything, but especially for likes of me and you, David, the presenters of country music.
Exactly. So, Doug, what's your second track you've chosen today?
Well, I mentioned Marjorie there, and it's one of Marjorie's favourite artists, and I must admit, if she's listening, it's one of mine as well, actually. We did never have a name drop, David, do I? Never name drop,
no.
But we did meet this
I've
artist, actually.
I've seen a photograph of you with this guy, I have.
Well, I was looking it up, and he's recorded 22 studio albums, 6 live albums, and 8 compilation albums. Can only be, David, Steve Earle, of course. Here he is then with the title track from his first studio album, Guitar Town, and that was released on the 5th of March back there in 1986, would you believe, and topped the Billboard Country Album charts when it was released on the RCA record label.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about with San Antonio with a radio
the bird dog gone. There's a speed trap with my head sound of town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger wound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down, and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar.
I've
Well, that's the sound of Luke McKnight there, a name you may not have come across. It's a track called It's Gonna Take a Train, and it comes from his brand new album, which is called Best Dressed Beggar in Town, which is his debut album. He's a really talented mandolin player, is Luke McKnight, but he still works as a firefighter and a bus driver. So, but I think if he keeps bringing out music like this, it won't be long before he's full-time playing country music. So it's a great album for all you bluegrass fans, bluegrass and traditional country music fans. And I see there are CDs available on his from his Facebook page, or you can digitally download the music through Spotify. So that's Luke McKnight. Check him out. Next, we've got another new name that you may not have come across. This is Carter Faith. That's the sound of Carter Faith there with a track from her EP that she brought out last year. The EP was called Let Love Be Love, and the track there you heard was Joyride. And she's a student studying at Belmont University in Nashville. And a really great EP is this, and she's got a lovely video to that song on her Facebook page as well. So that's Carter Faith. So we're coming up to the top of the hour, but stay tuned in. I'll be back after the news with another hour of great music. But to take us out of this hour, we've got Reba McEntire.
Turned 18. lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. They didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a slip in the side clean up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek, and then I saw.